We thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you because we know that your will be done in this meeting. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Let's stand in the gap for the province and the people that will be attending this meeting and bring our sins before God. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we represent our province, the Mpopo province, and the people of this province, the body of Christ in this province. We bring before you all our sins and we ask you to forgive us our sins. Wipe out our iniquities, blot out our transgressions and cancel or preserve our sins so that they will not do it. We ask you to heal us as a province, heal us as a people, heal us as the body of Christ, and heal the body of Christ, heal our ministries, heal our families, heal our province, heal our land in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Mighty God, we thank you. We appreciate you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
We can just gather here because Anero, we are praying. This is a prayer meeting, so let's use this circle here. Today we are praying about our office. The scripture reading is, you can just write the scriptures and listen. Romans 13 verse 1. Let every person be loyally subject to the governing civil authorities, for there is no authority except from God by his permission, his sanction, and those that exist do so by God's appointment. Amen. So I want us to first and foremost understand that everybody who is in leadership above us has been put there by God. Mm. Whether we like that person or we don't like that person, or whether we love that person very much. Mm. The fact is that if you are in a position of leadership, it was God who gave the permission for that. Then the second one scripture I want us to concentrate on is the 1 Timothy chapter 2, 1 and 2, which we have heard so many times. First of all, then, I admonish and urge that petitions, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving be offered on behalf of all men, for kings and all who are in authority of positions or high responsibility, that outwardly we may pass a quiet and undisturbed life, and inwardly a peaceably one in all godliness and reverence and seriousness in every way. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
When we pray for our leadership, the Bible says we will have peace.
Mm-hmm.
We will enjoy our lives.
Mm-hmm.
So I want us to pray for our office, for our leadership, that the leadership that is above us is from you, God.
Mm-hmm.
But some of the decisions and the actions that they are taking, we don't agree with them. They are ungodly, and some of them are hating us. And then we are appealing to God as our sovereign God. He's the Lord of Lords, King of Kings.
Mm-hmm.
He's the premiers of premiers. He's whatever position it is, he's in charge of that person. So we're asking him, God, these ungodly and hating decisions, intervene and command your children to act according to your will. Amen.
Amen.
Protect us as your people so that we don't have to be to live without peace, to live without smiles. Amen.
Amen.
And we are asking God, give these leaders no rest or sleep until they obey God. Amen. If they refuse his instructions, or if they refuse to follow his will, we're asking God to take appropriate action. God, in all his powerfulness, knows what is the proper action. But we are just saying, God, let us not suffer. And then the final scripture is, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. Proverbs 18:10. We are running to God as our appeal court. Whatever decision that has been taken by the office, which you feel is hurting you, is unfair to you, bring it before God and say, this part, it's unfair. Please intervene. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
That's the prayer point that we'll be praying. You can pray in the spirit. We can walk around until 25 past. Amen. It's
mm-hmm.
8 minutes past. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, as we come before you, we appeal to you as our sovereign Lord, as our ruler, to intervene in every decision, every action that has been taken by our leadership in this office, which is unjust, which is ungodly, which is unfair and hateful to the people. We ask you to intervene and touch the hearts of those who have taken those decisions and to instruct them to act according to your ways, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ, in all those areas, Father God. And God, do not give them rest, do not give them sleep until they obey your instructions, so that your people will be protected, preserved, so that we can have peace and joy in your office, in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Holy Spirit, because we know that this prayer is already answered and we receive it in the name of Jesus. Korosaka, makariarandarasu korosaka, makorosikarandariarakarasakarasaka, korosaka. Korosia ndara karasaka, kokotoria rakatara karasaka, makataria raturusa tara karasaka, korosaka, keriandara rakaturusu kuturusaka tara karaka, riandara karasaka, korosundurusaka tara karasaka taraka, riandara saka, makorosaka taria ndara tara tara saka rasaka taraka, korosia ndaria ndara saka taraka. Makoroso kotoro koroso kotoro korosaka rianda rakara masukotoro korosaka ndara itse rakasa kotoro masukotoro korosaka. Amen. Let's thank the Lord for the intervention and for a positive response. Father God, we thank you because we know that what we have prayed for, it is done, and that, Father God, the good thing, the good work that you have begun this moment, you will bring it to completion according to your will. Let your will that is in heaven be done here on earth, be done here in this office, of God, in the name of Jesus Christ. We have run to you because you are a strong tower, and we put our trust in you, and we know that you've already done, you've already fulfilled what we have asked for. We receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you and we appreciate you, our Lord, our Father, our God and King and Savior, in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you. Makasaka.